I'm back outside the back of the detention center, and I'm here with Lindsay Pollack, who is one of the organizers and the person who people keep referring to me when I'm asking who's in charge, not in charge, but who's organizing this fantastic event. And I just wanted to say, Lindsay, thank you for organizing this inspirational event. And what inspired you to get this thing happening here in King George Square?
I guess two main things. I mean, obviously, first and foremost, the plight of innocent children being locked up by us Australians or our representatives in awful situations for the only reason that they came from countries of oppression and now end up in another country of oppression. That's the main reason, because you've got these kids there who are feeling in a hopeless position. The only contact they have are with the authorities and with the people who are running the detention camp. So they feel that basically all Australians don't want them here. I know that this isn't the case. I know that most Australians don't believe that innocent children should be locked up. No matter what the different feelings are about refugees in general, most Australians do not believe that children should be locked up. So the idea was to create an event where ordinary Australians could show that desire for children to be released with a simple action, and that simple action was making a card with a message of hope, because with this action we can't fail. By sending one card to one kid and stopping that kid from feeling suicidal or depressive, we've done something. In this case, I think we're going to get over 5,000 cards, so kids will get 50, 60, 70, 80 cards, which will show them that people don't want them inside and want them released. And that's, for me, the most important thing.
So how did you come up with the idea of a 24-hour concert inside a detention centre in the middle of King George Square, and now slowly being decorated and surrounded by beautiful handmade cards?
I guess the main inspiration was knowing that there were a lot of other musicians like myself who would like to do some sort of action, but trying to do an action that would grab people's attention, and the idea of actually sort of creating a symbolic detention centre and locking us all up for 24 hours came up after, I guess, a few months of trying to, you know, think. There was an idea of a bus that would go around Australia to visit the different detention centres. There was the idea of taking a whole lot of musicians down to Parliament House. But then the idea of doing something local and within Brisbane, I think, was important to me, that we actually brought it to the people, and people could come here and make the cards. And then through a number of us talking, we came up with the idea of the cards, and that's a very important aspect, because we've had hundreds and hundreds of people sending in cards and right now making cards at the activity centre.
So was it difficult to organise, or was it a breeze, and did you get lots of support from the wider community and the government here to help you get this happening in the middle of the city, right in front of Town Hall?
Actually, all of those. It's been difficult. It's been a lot of work. We're just a small group of organisers with no budget, but we've found people incredibly supportive. The Brisbane City Council have been phenomenal. This is a Brisbane City Council event. They've provided all the funding for the production side of it and the public liability and all of that. We wouldn't have been able to do it without them. And just basically whoever we've talked to has been incredibly positive. Everybody is doing it for nothing. All the musicians are performing for nothing. The whole production crew, JLX lighting company, donated all the lighting. The sound people are doing it all for the stage management people are doing it all for nothing. So that's just been absolutely, I think for me, the most important aspect. That everybody is really just rallied round.
And for you personally, were you involved actively in the refugee rights campaign, or with the children in detention campaign, or how did you get involved and inspired to work on this particular issue?
I've only, and as are all the people in the team, we're fairly. I guess inexperienced in terms of refugee action. Or putting on refugee specifically actions. We all are either musicians or event organisers, and so what we felt is we could put the energy and the experience that we had to create something. So although all of us personally feel incredibly strongly about this for us is the first event of this nature that we put on.
And what's it like having 50 musicians locked in a cage for 24 hours?
Well, so far we're, what, 4 or 5 hours in, and it's actually great. Very, very relaxed. Everyone's just sort of really just all working together, like putting up all the cards, for example, and just, yeah, and it's actually a lot of fun, not like a detention centre at all.